Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Ruth calling from Family First Care. Is this Allison?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just calling to let you know that we received the authorization and it's dated for tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Okay, and you and Mason are all set, so we should, you know, we can just set it up and have everything ready to start by tomorrow, if that's okay. Are you able to start tomorrow?
Perfect, that's great. Yes, we are.
Okay, that's amazing. Now, I did want to ask you about a schedule. What the schedule is going to be like weekly between you and Mason?
Yeah, so I do mainly Monday through Friday, and then Mason, well, Monday through Thursday, and then Mason does Friday, Saturday, then I do Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you think you do Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many hours, what hours, what are the hours, like from what time to what time every day?
Oh, I would say, so like 7 to 3 Monday through Thursday, and then... I mean, it varies, like, I wouldn't say, like 7 to 3, but there's always, like, there's always stuff that I'm doing for him. But, like, 7 to 3 Monday through Thursday, as well as 7 to 3 on Sunday. And then Mason's would be, like, 7 to 10 on Fridays, or Saturday, well, he's more Friday night, so he takes care of dinner and putting him into bed and stuff on Friday night. So I would say, like, let's see, 5 to 8, and then I would say, and then
just
Saturday, which is in the morning. Yes, Mason does around, like, 6 hours, and then I do around, like, 50 hours.
Oh, okay.
Because I do, like, nighttime as well, certain nights. I mean, me and Mason and I break it up a lot, but I'm definitely doing more of the care on during the day and then Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, like, do you need, like, definite hours that I have to put down?
So, again, you can always, you know, if it doesn't work for you, the schedule, you can always change it around, but you would have to give me a, you know, a bad schedule, what it's going to be like. Again, it doesn't have to be to the dot, you know, but,
okay.
You know, just so we have an idea.
Okay, so, yeah, so I would say, let's see, so Mondays are 7 to 3, and then there is, like, 3 hours, like, 2 to 3 hours in there at night. Tuesday is 7 to 3, Wednesday 7 to 3, Thursday is 7 to 3, and then as well as 2 to 3 hours at nighttime, and that's for myself.
Okay, so you're saying Monday and Thursday are 2 to 3 hours at nighttime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, what are the hours?
I would say, like, dinner time and then, like, washing up. So, like, I'm doing his bed stuff, like, 5, like, to 8:30, I would say.
5 to 8:30. Okay, got it.
And then, so that's Mondays and Thursdays. And Sundays as well.
And Sundays also the 5 to 8:30 shift?
Yeah. Yeah, those are my night shifts that I take care of them.
Okay.
And then I do the day Monday through Thursday, or Monday through, I'm sorry, because Mason is in school, so, but when he is out, he doesn't have school on Saturdays and Friday nights, so that's when he really does his time with him.
Mm-hmm.
So Mason's would be Friday nights from 5 to 9, And then Saturdays, he's pretty much taking care of him most of the day on Saturday. So I would say 7 to, like, 3, sometimes 5 o'clock if he's doing dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Perfect.
Okay, not a problem. If I have any more questions, I'll let you know. So then
okay.
You're all set to start tomorrow. You will get a call from Valeria. She's going to be your new coordinator going forward. And she's going to give you the clock and information.
Okay, great. And then as far as I know that, I don't know if you can help me with this. I know that when we first originally signed up for everything, I just felt like it was easier for Mason to have the same email as myself so I can just take care of all the paperwork aspects. But I don't want that to mess anything up as far as, like, him getting any information or anyone getting confused, because I did get some emails yesterday, and I just want to make sure that he's getting, like, if I can, I don't know if I need to just update an email so now he can get all of his contact, like, information. I just did all of the uploading process with him, if that makes sense.
So you want to add an email address for him?
Yeah, for Mason.
Sure, that's not a problem. We can do that.
Okay. And then that way going forward, he has all of his sign-in information for, you know, the payroll and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hold on, let me just pull it up so I can put it in. You know what? How about you text me his email address? It just might be easier that way.
Perfect. That sounds good. Should I text this number that you called from?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. Thank
All
you.
All right, thank you so much. You're welcome.
Pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.